97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back. Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Mark Coxon here along with Bo Matthews. And I've not been on a float trip in a while, Bo, I'll have to admit. But it is usually one. It's something we try to do at least every other summer if we don't get around to doing it every summer. Lots of fun.
I have PTSD from a float trip, actually.
Is it that bad?
I'm not kidding you. Oh, man, it was so bad. It was so bad. It was one of those.
Sunburn?
It was one of the... That was the best part of the whole deal. I won't get into it, but it was one of the floats where you start at one point, you camp overnight halfway through it, and then you continue the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even talk about it.
That's bad. But
it's rough.
It's that time of year with this hot weather. There's lots of people out on the rivers, lots of people camping. We've got Lucas Bond from the Missouri Department of Conservation with us this morning. Lucas, welcome in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Do you have any treatment for people who have floating PTSD?
Maybe go to a different place and float, because that's all I can say. There's a lot of different rivers and streams here in the state of Missouri, and we feature a lot of those on our website and also in Missouri's Paddler Guide to Missouri, where there's 58 rivers and streams that you can find. And so pretty well anywhere throughout the state, you can check out some really cool areas.
It was the 11-point river. Let me just say this, okay? And this is why. I'm a large man, and me in a canoe... and low water is not a good thing because I'm scraping on the bottom, you know, in the shallow parts.
Yeah.
That was part of it. And who I was with.
My other husband didn't make me pick up a paddle once.
Anyway, back to the fun of paddling the Missouri rivers.
Oh, that they always say, you know, they test your relationship to take someone on a canoe with you. And then if you can do that, then you'll continue to have a strong relationship. So that's always a key thing.
Yeah, the key to mine was that I was always the one paddling and steering, and she was not. So yeah, that worked out pretty well. That's but Lucas, just so people know, I think it's interesting you mentioned that. I mean, we have our go tos around here, Steelville and places like that, where we're going to go down the Merrimack and take a float, but there are a lot of options people can explore in the state of Missouri.
Oh, for sure. There are so many streams and rivers throughout the state that you can hop on and go float and have a great time, even do some fishing and just have a really good time with the family and make some great memories. And you can find a lot of those. I mean, we actually, on our website, you can go to mdc.mo.gov and in the search bar type in like paddling. And you go on our website, you can find like canoe outfitters and stuff we have listed for around the state and different areas and different streams and rivers where you can get in contact if you don't have a canoe or a kayak or anything like that, or if you have your own. Really cool places. I mean, I personally really like the Current River. That's a really cool place to float. A lot of fun times on the Current River. And there's just that's one place. The Nyanga is really fun to float. Gasconade is always fun to float. I mean, if you're adventurous, going out there on your own kayak and doing a little fishing and stuff, always a great time. I mean, it's a hot time, but also getting in the water, you know, getting in some of those old springs and cooling off is always fun.
Oh, absolutely. And the sandbar lunches, I love that. Do you get a lot of reports, Lucas, from people that are encountering wildlife? I mean, you know, whether it's a bear or deer or, you know, anything nefarious out there, do people report that to the department?
Yes and no. It depends. I mean, I think, like I said, you make those memories and you're in with nature. So you're going to see all kinds of stuff because you never know what you're going to see. You know, and that's another, you kind of leaning into that. We always ask, you know, the etiquette to keep that in mind when you are on a river or on a stream. You know, we always ask to leave it how it is. You know, do not throw trash in the water and don't leave trash floating around. Bring some, stash your trash and some of your trash bags and be sure to take all that with you and leave nature how it is. I mean, do not make it better than what it is right now. So we always encourage that. But like you said, nature, I mean, you're going to see all kinds of stuff. I mean, you got to remember, like you said, Missouri is now it's bear country. So keep that in mind. You may come across a black bear down southern part of Missouri in some of those beautiful streams and throughout the state. And you'll see deer and all kinds of different wildlife. So it's just a really fun time to get outdoors and discover nature right now here in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, true. My experience is you also have to watch out for the two-legged type. In some cases, sometimes they get stuck on sandbars in their canoes, and you never know what's going to happen.
My last husband didn't make me pick up a paddle. Sorry,
see, it comes back.
Well, you say that, and that's also to keep a good thought and keep in mind that, you know, it is, you know, most of the state's under a drought right now. So those water, your streams and stuff are not probably going to be as filled up as like usual. They're going to be lower, but you never know. I mean, it depends after a nice rain and stuff like that, and that might be running. That's why we always kind of, you know, keep that in mind. Always wear, you know, a properly fitted life jacket, because canoeing and kayaking is a great time, but also you can get some of those crazy fast streams going on, and before you know it, you can get thrown into a log or debris, and that can be a safety hazard. So always keep that in mind to have your properly fitted life jacket on, and bring plenty of water, and always don't forget that fun sunscreen, because this is the time of year that you can get sunburnt pretty quick out there.
Yeah, true. Lucas Bond with us from the Missouri Department of Conservation. Lucas, is at the mdc.mo.gov website, is there a way for people to check river levels before they go, so they may choose to do one river instead of another, I guess?
I mean, yeah, there's always a way to check out rivers. I mean, you can always search the river. You can always search the stream and find information, and it'll kind of keep you up to date. But, I mean, if you're really curious about, hey, if it's storming somewhere, and you always can keep track on, like, certain, say, if you're going to go to a local area campground or an outfitter, I would check with them on their website or on their Facebook page, and through social media, you'll be able to find out if it's flooding or if it's canceled or something like that. That's always key to keep in mind. But, you know, right now, this time of year, you always got to remember it. I mean, it's hot. So if it's not storming or anywhere you're at, I'm sure you're pretty good to go.
You know, question for you with your experience of the rivers and waterways of Missouri. For those that, you know, travel to Colorado to do whitewater rafting, which river in the state of Missouri is not whitewater rafting? But, I mean, what is like one of the most extreme rivers that people go and, you know, dare to take on?
What's funny you asked that question. When you talk about the extremeness of, I mean, I right off the top of my head, I can't think of any. You can't compare whitewater, Tennessee and Colorado compared to Missouri's. I mean, we have some fast moving streams, you know, depending when you go. So, if, for example, after it rains, water moving pretty quickly, you can find it at a current, you can find it at Jack's Fork. Some of those areas will be moving pretty quick. But if it's not raining and if you don't have any, inch of rain or anything like that, most rivers are pretty, rivers and streams are pretty, they have a current, but nothing like you're going to encounter when you go out to some of those places. I mean, you always go up to, there's some places, you know, like Johnson Shut-Ins, which isn't, you know, a conservation area or anything, but Johnson Shut-Ins always has that fast-moving water and the rocks. You kind of get the experience of seeing you would see out west or somewhere like that.
Sure.
That's just an area that I can give you, for an example, but there's some other places around the Farmington area that you can check out that'll have that'll give you that experience and beautiful scenery and so forth.
So Lucas, cool. In the past couple of years, my wife and I, we've always been campers, but we actually officially got an RV. You're always, sometimes you associate camping with going on the river and paddling, but not always. So MDC's also got a great guide to camping spots across the state, right?
That is true. I mean, we have, believe it or not, we have over more than 300 conservation areas in the state that offer camping. And what I want to be clear about the camping experience we offer, it's primitive. So it's not your electric hookups and so forth and have water there. You need to bring water. It's more of just getting that at old-fashioned fun, going outside in a tent or an RV or a camper that you're going to experience. It's not necessarily your, I would call luxury camping, if you want to say you plug in your RV or something, and then you have that your TV set up and all that fun stuff. But you're going to actually get the feel of a really good night out with nature.
Interesting. But those sites are on there as well, right? I mean, there are clearly plenty of
for sure.
State-run
I mean, for sure, but most. The campgrounds that I'm talking about that Missouri Department of Conservation have are all primitive. There's okay. no right. electric hookups or anything like that. If you're going to look for campgrounds like that, you're going to have to look for through DNR, the state parks, and they have your really nice electric campground or electric sites and water disposal sites and stuff. Conservation has your conservation areas have more of a primitive camping area, so you can get out. But there's over 300 here in the state of Missouri that you can check that out. Really cool place, and so forth.
No Wi-Fi? No Wi-Fi on your camp?
No Wi-Fi. No Wi-Fi.
Thank you.
In these primitive areas. But there are, you know, like I said, there's some, I can't talk to all the state parks here in the state. Well, that's the Department of Natural Resources, and they do have beautiful camping areas around the state as well. So, I mean, check out both agencies, and they have a really plenty amount of camping areas here in the state of Missouri, and totally encourage you to check it out. The primitive areas, you know, you may think, oh, wow, I really wanted this or that. But if you can go to some of those primitive areas, you may be the only one camping there and get to see some things in nature that you won't see at some of the state parks.
Well, it's a good life lesson. We're about to transport our 15-year-old daughter back to the 1980s because we're going to go to Glacier National Park, and we're going to be we're going to be inside the park for 11 or 12 days, where it's all boondocking, it's all remote. There's no power, there's no water, there's no nothing, and there's no Wi-Fi. So she is going to be cut off from civilization for 11 days, and you'd think we were sending her to prison.
She's going to come out of that trip and joy, and you'll have memories and take that with her for the rest of her life. I guarantee you.
I know. She's fretting over it now, but just a great example. And there are plenty of places across the state of Missouri you can do that without driving all the way to Glacier, and you can teach your teenager what life was like when you were growing up.
Absolutely.
Get the nose out of that screen. And, you know, and I have to throw this in there, you know, always remember this. The whole don't move firewood is very key, and I know a lot of people have kind of rolled their eyes at that. But it's important to know that, because when you move firewood, we always encourage you to use local firewood and not bring firewood, because that transports, you know, the EAB and some other things like that. So we always encourage that and to keep your fire under make sure it doesn't start anything more crazy than it could, because right now with everything being dry out, I know everyone wants that campfire, but also keep in mind that, you know, it's very dry and then fire will spread right now here in the state of Missouri. So,
wow. Good advice. Smokey can only do so much. All right. Well,
that's exactly right.
Lucas, really good to have you on here from the Missouri Department of Conservation. Lucas Bond, give us a website that people can go to for the paddling and the camping.
All right. All you have to do is go on our website, mdc.mo.gov, and on the search bar at the top, all you have to do is type in camping, and it'll pop up information on all the camping here in the state of Missouri from conservation areas and so forth. Or you can type in paddling or streams or floating, and information will come up, and you'll be able to find some really cool information. You can also check out our nature centers around the state and our nature shop that has the Paddler's Guide to Missouri. Really, really cool book. We encourage you to check out if you're a big paddler. It has all the information you would like to know about 58 different streams and rivers, and some great information that can point you in that direction.
Lucas Bond, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy the rest of your summer. See there, Bo, you can get that guide, and you'll know which rivers will accommodate you.
Yeah. I need depth. I need depth in my river.
You need more depth, Bo Matthews. I've been saying that to you for a long time.
Ain't that the truth?
Just kidding you. I'm just kidding you. That's going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. We'll see you next weekend.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.